That's Kathy's Clown. That's Kathy's Clown.
All right, that was Kathy Clown with the Everly Brothers. Do stick around because we got a couple more songs on the Oldies Show, and then we're going to send it over to the What's Happening Show. We do that every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., where we bring in different guests, local artists and stuff. By the way, we're on the market for local artists. If you know somebody who may want to come on radio with us, we'll have to interview them, and, you know, they go through a little review process, but get your CDs out, or get the information out to us, and we'll see if we can't do something with them. Mike is on a special assignment. Jenna is on a special assignment. We wish them both well. They're doing good. Jody in the house, thank you very much for working with us. And this is the Dance Music Express Music Hour, Oldies Edition.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Mother, oh, and your father, like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good
night. You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And David Breen over here.
Welcome, David. We're back with David in a few minutes. He's got an exciting show coming up of Halloween in April. Enjoy.
Had to park on Bay State Road, cause Fenway's all aglow. A Brooklyn Avenue lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the House of Blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on
woman lands a smile away. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 Head perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, jam with stars. Cross that alley seems so far, but tonight it could all be ours. Someday we'll climb that stage, across that alley, beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we remain with our stranging, ringing, singing ways.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And David Breen over here.
So, David, it's been a while. Actually, haven't had you down here on the show before. I've many times on the Juke Joint or on What's Happening at WMWM.
Right.
And but it's good to have you down here because I know you've got a great event coming up in a couple weeks.
That is correct.
In Somerville. Mm-hmm. And you know, do you know where Somerville is? Right across the street.
Pretty much.
Seriously, no, seriously, Somerville is right across the street from this building.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing I'm here then.
So, well, most people have no idea who you are, so give us a little background on David Breen.
Well, my name is David Breen. I am the artistic director of the King Serpent Variety Troupe. We are an outlaw-themed performance troupe that performs in the North Shore, and we do a lot of different shows at different events. We have a few coming up, but we also, as well as doing festivals, doing this, doing that, we produce our own events as well. So coming up next for us, we are going to be doing a show that we have entitled Halloween in April. Now, what it entails is that one of our shows, our main flagship of shows that we do are pirate-based, but we do other outlaw-themed stuff. We have a 1920s show where we're all gangsters and rum runners, and a new show we just launched last year, which is an Old West-style theme. But the pirate stuff is what we put forward, and I put forward back when it was just me, and it was a one-man pirate show entitled Captain David's One-Man Pirate Show. Now it's called the King Serpent Sailing Circus, but the second show is the King Serpent Haunted Pirate Show, which usually we do around the September-October months. But what we decided to do this year was to do an event, you know, to do the show, but also have some guest performers. So we've entitled the show Halloween in April, and it's going to be the King Serpent Haunted Pirate Show, kind of like a King Serpent Haunted Pirate Show and Friends type of deal. It will be us performing the Haunted Pirate Show, but in the middle of it, we have the guest performances of the Snake Dance Theater Company, which is a local belly dance troupe in this area. They've put on a lot of shows around Somerville and Cambridge, and we're also bringing on our good friend, Mr. Bruce Chester, who has done shows with us, but Bruce is also a playwright and stand-up comic. He's also open for us doing his comedy. We're having him in the show. I wrote in a part for him for this particular show. So the show itself, Halloween in April, will be on Friday, April 13th, ironically enough, Friday the 13th, at 8 p.m. at the Arts at the Armory in Somerville, 191 Highland Ave, number 1 in Somerville. And you can come see the show for a small donation. You can either bring your donation at the door, or you can donate by going on eventbrite.com and just look up King Serpent Variety Troupe, and that will be at 8 p.m., at the Arts at the Armory in Somerville, 191 Highland Ave, Somerville, Massachusetts.
And first of all, first time I've seen you since we both had birthdays.
Correct, yeah. Happy birthday. Belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday to you, too.
Thanks.
I know you were out there taking pictures of yourself and having a good time last Sunday.
Yep.
And we talked off the air that in honor of your birthday, to honor one of our friends, great Nate Dunn.
That is correct. Yeah, Nate Dunn, for those of you who actually, some of you may know Nate Dunn in this area, because he, Nate Dunn was a local Boston area musician, not only a friend to my troupe, but a friend to me for a very long time. And Nate was a really good person, a good man. And he played in a local band around this area called Tri-X Coalition. They were kind of a techno-goth metal band. They played a lot at PA's Lounge, which is in this area. Nate, unfortunately, passed away last year around this time due to complications arising from colon cancer. So,
but I know we'll be talking about it at another time, but there will be a second year, and it will be an annual benefit for in Nate Dunn's name.
Correct.
And but without further ado, in honor of Nate... And to pacify David, I mean to wish David a very happy birthday, we're going to play Ladies' Man.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
Enjoy. Welcome back here on What's Happening. And that song, Tracks Coalition, Ladies Man, going out to David Breen and in honor of our great friend, Nate Dunn. Well, it just so happens that the next artist that's going to be on was at one time part of David's troupe and an unbelievable singer. She came out with her EP that she's been working on for a very long time, Wishing Well, and Kate Eppers. So why don't we go directly to Kate's song, and then we'll come back and talk more to David. Enjoy.
Me chills and shivers. You're dressed to kill, you're pretty as a sin, and rips my heart in slivers. I notice rage and fury in your eyes. Oh, wait, girl, was that you the other night? I'm leaving stage, I'm notching that eye. Hey, miss, won't you lay low with me? And if I fall, the bliss and pleasure I got suddenly deprived, I'd rather die another night. The time has come to set on fire. We'll commit our souls. Your walls are calm to all temptations. Play some different. crave souls, never ever been in need of motivation. And I am almost ready to embrace my favorite imperfection. My soul and body shivers and ignites. I feel prepared for another night. The lighting seems exceptionally bright. Time to confirm my superstition. The time has come to set on fire more committed souls. You will succumb to all temptations. Play some different rules. Let's make it right. While you farewell, all of it is true. Another night, rock and roll is more alive than you.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
You kill a fantasy, reactions fall like rain. Yeah. you down.
Reality.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And David Breen here.
And DJ D back on scene with Aaron and David.
So, we heard Cheap Guitars, our great guest David Breen. Also, Tracks Coalition with Ladies Man. Prove to Me You're Real by Kate Eppers off of her Wishing Well CD. One Time Mountain. Rock and Roll is More Alive Than You. Performed live here, acoustically, right here on What's Happening in 2017. That was Monk Duane with Theory of History off of his EP, Theory of History. And next song by a great guitarist. His new CD, Next in Line. He's great blues guitarist, featuring the one and only Joe Louis Walker. On Willie the Wimp, Joe Louis Walker will be at the Regatta Bar right in Cambridge on Friday the 23rd. It's a great venue, a great show. Matter of fact, I actually had an interview with him earlier today, and he's so excited and thrilled to come back here to Boston and see all the great fans and play his unbelievable music. So let's go right to Tyler Morris and Joe Louis Walker with Willie the Wimp. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
David Breen here.
DJ D in the house.
Mr. D, I know you have a show on Mondays called...
The Dance Music Express Music Hour at 11 a.m. on Mondays. That's right. I forgot to mention that in the last hour. Thank you.
So it's to get people's week started with a lot of... Happy, fun dance music.
Yeah.
And challenge them to start their week on a positive note.
If they didn't get enough over the weekend, I can take care of it Monday morning. High energy, dance music, funk, soul, disco.
Disco there, disco that way. Huh? So, heard Tyler Morris featuring Joe Louis Walker on Willie the Wimp on his latest album. Next in line, fantastic artist, and going to get out there and see Tyler Morris and, like I said, Joe Louis Walker at the Regatta Bar on the 23rd. And last song we heard was one that I had the honor of choosing to be one of their first releases by Outbound Calling off of their brand new EP. One More Ride. Well, we have David's show coming up, and tell people again about your show.
So the show coming up is with the King Serpent Variety Troupe, and it's the King Serpent and Friends. It's called Halloween in April. It's going to be the King Serpent Haunted Pirate Show with guest performers from the Snake Dance Theater Company, Bruce Chester, local actor, playwright, and comedian.
And his show that he normally does is?
His show... Hold the Flag High, Sergeant Carney. It's an excellent show based on the Civil War. Bruce and I are also in talks about trying to do a joint thing with one of my history-based shows and Sergeant Carney. We were going to do an event last year, but we had to pull it because I just didn't have time to market it with everything else going on. But there are talks about that. But for Halloween in April, Bruce Chester is going to be a guest performer in our show too. And to come see this show, it's at the Arts at the Armory at 191 Highland Ave, number 1 in Somerville, Mass. And it is in the cafe at the Armory, because as you know, the Armory has two different function areas. There's the small cafe restaurant, and then there's the big function room. We are in the cafe, and I will also let you know that the cafe will be open that night if you want to get any refreshments. So this is going to be Friday, April 13th at 8 p.m., and you can come see this show for a small donation either at the door or by going on eventbrite.com. And also, as well, for more information about the show, you can also go on the Armory's website.
What about your site? You have a couple sites where people can find you.
Exactly, yeah. Well, for this show here, it is on the Armory's website, artsattheArmory.org. And yeah, you can get more information on my sites, either my website, kingserpent.com, which also interconnects with my YouTube, my Facebook, and Twitter account as well. So, yep, go on the kingserpent.com, and you can learn more about this event and many others that we have coming up.
And also... 2 months You're going to be at the Steampunk Festival in Waltham?
Correct, yeah. That's going to be Monday, May 12th. We will be at the Watch City Festival. I'll have some more information on that fairly soon. But we are also going back to Pirates for Watch City as well. I will get that out there, too. So the King Serpent Pirates, in a way, are returning to where it all began. So that's going to be really cool.
And you've got a big show coming up. I know it's like 9 months away. Your holiday show.
Oh, the Pirate Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, that, unfortunately, we decided to pull the plug on that because, long story, I'm not going to get into too much detail about it. It didn't work out.
You had a mutiny?
Well,
so everybody walked the plank.
No, well, it was just a disagreement with the management of the facility where we were going to do it at. I'm not going to mention the name of it, but yeah, that show has been put on the back burner for now. But yeah, we've got a lot. We do have a lot coming up this
now,
year.
You have a couple other venues that you do go to. Want to mention a few of the venues that you go to and you guys perform at?
Yeah, actually, after Halloween in April, Michael Bloom and I, the musician in the troupe, are hightailing it down to Yarmouth to perform the April vacation week at the Cape Cod Irish Village Hotel and Restaurant. We were down there for 4 days performing for their February vacation week. And
this will be your third time, won't it?
This will be our third time down there. Actually, fourth altogether. We did the two events last year. February was this year, and April. So this is our fourth time down there, and we really look forward to this event every year. This is going to be at the Cape Cod Irish Village Hotel and Restaurant. The King Serpent Pirates will be there, along with many talented individuals. A man called Tony the Dancing Cop. Literally, he is a retired police officer in the Cape Cod area, but he's also a children's entertainer. He will be there. Also, some balloon twisters, face painters, people who come in from various zoos, bring in exotic animals, and that's a great event, and we're looking forward to that. This time around in February, we were there for 4 days. Unfortunately, because of the busy schedule with Halloween in April, we will only be there Wednesday and Thursday of the week of April vacation.
And do they have to go to your site to register, or can they just arrive?
The Irish Village?
The Irish Village.
Yeah, the Irish Village is actually a free event. So, yeah, you can come down and, hang out with us, hang out in the restaurant. I mean, obviously, for a small donation, you can get food. The kitchens open up until, like, the end of the night. So you can come down, get lunch, and see our show. But to come to the event and just sit and watch it, it's a free event.
And, of course, is that later in the year? You and I was going to say Car 54, but Alley 54,
right?
Normally have an event at the Willows.
Correct. Yeah, that is in the process of being planned. That will most likely be on August the 5th. It will be at Salem Willows. It's the annual fundraiser to raise money for Alley 54, and there'll be what they do is. You know, again, the face painters are there, the balloon twisters. I will be there in pirate garb telling pirate stories again this year. But then we do a big show to wrap up the day where all the performers, you know, get together and, you know, we perform different bits from our own shows. Okay. So, yeah, that'll be April 5th over at Salem Willows.
And also, if you're interested in the clown business, so to speak, or clowning around in a serious way, can always contact Alley 54. And if you're not directly in Salem, they probably have connections to some of the other alleys around and can definitely help you out with. But contact Alley 54. You never know what you're going to find out. And, I know when David went for his first show there, his first actually event, he wore a red nose and got a real certificate for being a red-nosed pirate.
Exactly, or, yeah.
David being a red-nosed reindeer just definitely didn't work. But back on a fun but serious note, we lost Stephen Hawking this week. What a inspiration to be able to survive everything that he went through and brought a lot to the world. But he also spent a lot of his time in the last few years as a, well, an actor on The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And got a couple songs in his honor. First one will be Pink Floyd, Keep Talking Hawking, and you will hear Stephen Hawking's. And then we'll get back into a couple more songs before we end the show. But let's head right off to Pink Floyd. Enjoy.
and make sure we keep talking.
Life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough. Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned. The sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me. beam, and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 400,000 miles an hour, in a galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 500 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 6,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 1,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know. 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere out in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.